Ke dumedisa phutheo ya modimo mo lebitsong le letle la morena le mopholisi wa rona Jesu Kriste, amen.
I greet the church of God in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Ke tlisa ditumediso ko ke tswang ko teng ko kerekeng le bona ba itse le dumele from Moletsane Baptist Church.
I bring greetings from the church where I come from Moletsane Baptist Church. They send their greetings to you.
Ke leboga monyetla go bana le lona, ke leboga kereke, ke leboga baeteledipele ba kereke for this privilege go bana le lona, o shara le lona le ntse la Modimo.
I thank God for this opportunity that I'm having, and I thank the leaders and you as the church of God for allowing me to come in.
Ke kopa go rapela and then morago re le ntse la Modimo.
I would like to pray and then we'll go to the ways.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we have been singing songs which are rich in doctrine, we thank you for the rich presentation of the glorious of our Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, the heir of all things, the creator and the sustainer of the universe. Father, we ask that may you help us as your church to cherish the simplicity of knowing Jesus Christ. Help us to be true and faithful to you for the grace we have received from you. As we open your word again, Lord, may you work in our hearts to help us leave the world behind, to set our affections on things above. May you, O Lord, help us to have different interests, that we may treasure your word. And how we pray that, Father, may you help us not just to receive this as an information for our own intellectual, but Lord, how we pray that may we receive this word as coming from you, as the one that transforms our lives, generates us. We pray, Lord, that may you make us worthy of this calling of salvation you have called us. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.
Amen.
I must say, God has given us as human beings an incredible amount of ability. Such an ability to be able to persist in so many ways. Just thinking about the people who race in the Comrade Marathon. The cyclists, the artists, the authors, and the scientists. The amount of time and discipline and persistence they have in doing that. A time with little or to nothing when regard to having getting rest and being able to sleep. And the sad truth is that so often the world persists in wrong things. The world persists in wrong things and for wrong reasons. For the wrong things, for the wrong reasons, and with the wrong results. And as Christians, we end up being sucked to that model of persistence. We end up persisting in wrong things for wrong reasons. However, the Bible promotes that as Christians we need to persist in the faith. Of all things we can and we should, the Bible says, Persist in the faith. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 says, but my righteous one shall live by faith, but if he shrinks back or draws back, I shall have no pleasure in him. But what does that look like? How are we to persist in the faith? Let the text explain. Please turn with me to the book of Luke chapter
18. Luke chapter 18.
Luke chapter 18. From verse 1. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused. But afterwards he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And the Lord will not give justice to his elect who cry by him day and night. Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So just to help you understand what's going on here, the discussion started in chapter 17, verse 20.
Chapter 17, verse 20.
That's when the Pharisees asked Jesus about the kingdom of God. They wanted to know, when will that come? When will that be? He answered them and said, the kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Then he carries on to speak to his disciples about it. To his disciples in verse 22 of chapter 17, he said, the days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. And you will not see it. And they will say to you, look there or look here. Do not go out or follow them. For as the lightning flashes, the lights up. From one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. So what was happening in this passage is that Jesus was talking about the second coming of the Son of Man. As Christians, we are and we should be waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the Pharisees who rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah, they just wanted to hear, to know about when will this new kingdom come.
abantu ba batla gore ne bona bantu o utlwe fela ba tsebe gore ne muso o o motsha o tla neng na.
And Jesus to the Pharisees is saying, the kingdom of God is amongst you, it's in your midst.
Bale Jesu a o bona muso wa modimo o ka hara lona o teng gona lo ntho mo mo le leng teng.
Pointing to himself being there amongst them to say, I am the kingdom of God that you reject.
A ba bontsha o yena gore yena ke yena muso gore ne ke yena mogo wa modimo o ba mohanang.
But when he turned to his disciples,
empa e ha shebela ho ntho ba kutwana ba hae,
he explained to them that on that day,
o ba ba hlalosetsa gore ka tjo
when the Son of Man will be coming from the heaven, he will be seen by all. He will be the King coming to judge the world. And now he moves to this parable, still teaching about the kingdom of God, the Son of Man coming down. So what he gives here is the question in verse 8, and say, in verse 1 he talks about we always ought to be praying. And the connection remains in verse 8 with the question that when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on
earth?
As Christians, we are in a journey. From the day we heard of this precious gospel of Christ, from the day we accepted this gospel of Christ and surrendered our lives unto Him, we are in this journey of faith, waiting for the Messiah to come take His church, or the day that He will take us to heaven. So now verse 1 says, and He told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. How do we persist in the faith? The Bible says the answer is to persist in prayer. This parable is about how, as Christians, do we wait for the Son of Man? Those who are waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ, they are those who are in prayer. They are those who continue to pray. From verse 1, we see the command to pray. And basically from verse 2 to verse 7 or verse 8, we see that God rewards prayer. This is what the Bible says. We ought to always pray and not to give up. Maybe our English translation may fail us because it uses the word ought always. The ought here or the should is the same word that you can use and say it's a must, we must always pray. It's a must, we must
pray, the word ought, the word used here to be translated should or ought, should be translated more as a must, a command from God.
It's
the same word he used in chapter 17, verse 25. When he said, but first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. This shows that it is the will of God that Jesus Christ should suffer and should be rejected. And it's the same way that Christians, his followers, they must always pray, is his will. We are commanded to pray as believers. What is prayer then? Prayer is simply our communication with God. Different passages, different words mean different kinds of prayer. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1, he uses all these terms that basically means communicate with God. When we request or when we bring our request before him, we pray. When we bring just what he said, when we bring our prayers, we pray. When we bring our intercessions, we pray. When we give thanks, we pray. So prayer is just a general word that means we need to communicate with our God. And that's the word that was used here to pray means in a general form of all kinds of prayer. So basically the Bible says we need to communicate to God always. But then how does that look like? What does it mean to pray always? What does it mean to always communicate to God? At times we can really misunderstand this. And think that we always have to be speaking some words to God. Some people would even, while you're talking to them, they will keep saying, "Thank you, Jesus." In a form that even when I'm talking to you, I'm still talking to God because I'm trying to obey the always pray. Some people even they said even while they are sleeping their spirit is praying always. Some religions even prescribe certain times of prayer to obey this command.
Muslims
are summoned to prayer at certain times throughout the day. Some Judaism, they prescribe certain daily hours for prayer. And some believers, as Christians, we think that if you pray in the morning and at night, you're fulfilling the command. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 says the same thing. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
Over Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, erene, we can say the chapel, orene oto hono rene osokomele ose disisa haholo.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17-18, pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God.
But Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, so lapilo onto chapela jalo ka bane seo ke yona taelo e tswang ho Modimo.
What the Bible is talking about here, about praying always.
So bibele e buang ka sona ka hore na motho a tswele pele a ntse rapela se bolela tsena.
Is that it has to be a pattern of life.
Okay, so some event tellorine ekene bophelong ba hao ke bophelo ba hao.
There's nothing wrong with setting up a time to say I will pray in the morning or at night.
How na phoso rene o be nako e itse no rene ke se rapela o se enka pa mantsibuya.
However, this praying always is about the pattern of your life.
Empa sena sa rene motho a rapela ka ntle nako tsohle se bolela rene e be ntwe le bophelo ba hao e ke neng bophelo ba hao.
There's different ways that continually is different way to continuously.
How to motor I said jalo ka ntona go tsohle ke ntshelo sa o rena motho eventually rene e tswala pele e tsahala bophelo ba hae.
When you pray continually, you are in the pattern of prayer.
How tswala pele o rapela ka ntona go tsohle o ba lo rena bophelo ba hao bonte e ba ntshelo ngwe le ntsho thapelo.
Continuously, it's impossible to speak to God all the time.
Hantlantle ha o gona le go motho a bua le Modimo ka ntho ka ntona go tsohle.
But this means that you do it continually in a form that is a pattern of your life, it's a character.
Empa o ke tsa se o ka go ne o botsa thapelo e be ntho ka golo ya ntho ya bophelo ba hao.
If someone spend a day with you, a week with you, a month with you,
ha motho a ka nka ntho e be ke kapo go di ana le wena.
What is it that they will say you are? How will they define you? This pastor says they should say you are a prayerful person. Prayer must be part of your life. We must never get to a point where we give up. And I guess the challenge will be to the families. If we don't pray as families, we're not going to be a praying church. If we are not being disciplined at home, then it means we can't be a praying church. If you just don't pray at home as a single person, there's no way we can be a praying church. But prayer should be part of our life. You need to be grateful when to God when things are going well. You need to be bringing requests when things are not going well. You need to be praying for other people with thanksgiving when things are going well or when things are not going well. So basically, in all circumstances, there is something to communicate to God. Prayer is commanded by God. And secondly, God rewards persistence in prayer. We read from verse 2 that there was a certain city, and in that city there was a certain judge. The Bible gives a description of this kind of a judge. The Bible says this judge never feared God or respected man. He was an unjust judge. He didn't even mind that there's the wrath of God. He never considered God in any way. And never even cared about a person. And this passage doesn't mean that he didn't respect people who have higher authority over him. But basically that he was a kind of a judge who, even if people would say something, he never cared. He didn't think there's anyone who could make him do something. Actually, he was a never mind. And that's what the culture was about. It was when you do something wrong, they will appeal to you and say, "This is shameful." When you meet with someone like a widow, and ask him for what is rightfully his, people will say, because of a widow, can't you just help? Don't you have shame in yourself if you do bad? So this judge, there was never anything that could make him feel any sense of shame in himself. In this case, he was confronted by this widow. Definitely you would understand that without a husband, she was basically helpless and powerless. There was no one to fight for her cause. So she had to do it by herself. With no physical ability to fight. But she needed justice, not virgin.
Empa ona ashoka toka, empa esin osnamla.
She needed what is right for her.
Ona shoka ntoselo gne kintosai ogenesi sintesi ekukela uyena.
The Bible says she has been denied justice.
Talamana bebele ero ona sa thole toka.
If it was in our context,
handele nako enana erephelang uyona.
People would have been advised to say, cool drink inyana.
But when I'm talking, cool drink inyana.
Maybe dintotao ditao lukela.
Maybe your things will now go on if you give me just a cool drink.
But we are told that there was no help coming. The only weapon she had was to persist.
Onne ana fela lento lento e sebetsa se le seng fela sa re a tsela pele a motshwenye jwalo.
Verse 4 and 5 say, for while he refused, but afterwards he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice.
Ere a hana ha lelele e pa ka morao a imamela are le ha ke tsotsa di modimo ke sa re letho ka batho le ha le jwalo ka ba ne mohlola ha di yo wa ngkhathatsa ke tla mo ahlolela a tle a seke a ngamolla hloho ka hona a etla ka mehla.
So the judge cannot be appealed by God's wrath.
Jalo mohlo di yo a ne a sa khathalle modimo.
There was no one who could come and say, for God's sake, help this widow. Because he neither feared God. And even if they could come and shout, shame on you for not helping this widow.
That
in itself couldn't help.
So,
but what really touched him was the persistence of this widow. She kept coming. And now the judge make a different decision. He said, I will help her. I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said in
verse 6,
hear what the unrighteous judge says. And this verse makes it clear that God is not comparing himself with this unjust judge. He's making a contrast between the two. He said, this is the unrighteous judge. But God is the righteous God. He asked, and will not God give justice to his elect? God is pointing us to his character in being different from this judge. God is saying, will I not defend and give justice to the elect? Would God not give them without delay what is due to them?
Verse 8 tells
us that because God is not like this unjust judge. He will not delay to give justice to his elect.
hore hanang kana ko ne afento ba khetswa ba ha itoka.
Unlike the unjust judge,
hore yena ha tshwane le yena mashudi
eo. Unlike the relationship between the judge and the widow,
hore yena ha tshwane le tshoka manana ya ntwe.
Our relationship with God, he said, he is the righteous God and we are his elect. The judge and the widow were strangers in the beginning. But we are called the children of God. We have the relationship with our Father. And God is saying, unlike this unjust judge, he will not delay to answer our prayers.
He said
he will answer the prayers of his elect when they cry unto him. Why don't we pray when we have such a loving God? You know, the lack of prayer in our lives, it shows how much we are dependent upon ourselves.
So sebontsa gone rona re nahana gone re na le bogone ka bona.
We don't pray because we think we are capable of doing things.
Are ntse rapele ka bana rona re nahana gone re na ntse re na le matla a re ne re ikitse dintho.
We don't pray because we don't need God.
Are rapele ka bana rona re nahana gore ga re hloke Modimo.
It's only when we are in a desperate situation that we can cry out to God. It's only when everything we have tried fails, then that's when we resort to God in prayer as our last
means.
We only pray when prayer is our last resolution. It's like the way we live our lives. Whether it's a new sound system or a new cell phone
or
a new keyboard, we don't really need to read the
manual.
We do everything on our own. Only when things doesn't work, that's when we just say, where is that manual?
How did you disassociate? If I look on and to read the manual,
it's our mindset, and we're treating God the same way. But this passage challenges us to say, let's make prayer a priority. Because if ever there is a judgment, there's a way of doing an introspection about whether you are ready for the kingdom of God. Is to gauge our prayer life. Are you waiting for the coming of the Son of Man? Do you believe that Jesus is coming back again? Do you want to go to heaven? Are you ready for heaven?
Now, we came and said,
you The answer is,
karabo kore,
is prayer your first priority or your last priority?
Kore na thapelo na ke yona ntho bohlokwa na ka po ke yona ntho lo re ha e bohlokwa ho wena na.
And when you pray,
ibile ha o rapela,
what is this that you ask for?
King solo o wa to se kopa na.
James said, you ask and you do not receive.
Jacob ore le akopa empa ha le thole.
Because you ask amiss. That you may spend it on your own pleasure. It's always the same. Here, Muletwane, everywhere. When we ask our prayer request, the first thing for us is like about our financials. About our health. Jobs.
Msebenzi.
Sickness of others. But basically those things we are not even promised in the Bible. We pray and not receive because we ask amiss. We don't know if really you should be driving that kind of a car. We don't know if it's the will of God for you to be married. We don't know if really you have to own that big house. We ask and depend and wait upon God. And sometimes he doesn't answer those prayers with a positive answer. Because that's not what he has in store for us. But we are promised that when we pray, according to the will of God, we shall receive. And what does that mean? We have to pray according to what God wants us to
have.
And we can only know if it is written in the Bible. We need to be praying for the spiritual understanding. We need to be praying for our walk with the Lord, that we may walk worthy of the Lord. We need to pray for all patience and long suffering with joy. We need to pray for the salvation of others. We need to pray that the Lord may help us to repent from our own sin. And when we pray that, we know that it's in accordance with the will of God. And we need to say, I believe that we have received even before. Because it's praying according to his way. I've tried to say from the Bible that God commands us to pray. And then God answers prayer. But then lastly, I just want to challenge you on things that we are doing.
So let's talk about
in our lack of prayer.
Tselo re ne ga dieta ha re sa rapele.
Sometimes is that we don't believe.
Emwe hape ke gore ne ha re dumele hantle. Ha re dumele.
We need to believe in God.
Rona re tlamo gore ne re dumele ho Modimo.
We need to have faith in God.
Rona re tlamo gore ne re be le tshepo ho yena.
Faith is not just believing whatever you want to believe and believing that God will give you.
Tshepo a se gore ne o dumele fela gore ne Modimo o tla fa selo gore ne o ba se batla.
Faith is believing that whatever God has promised in His way.
Tshepo ke gore ne seo e le gore ne Modimo o se tshepisitse lentswe la hae.
That it will come to pass. That's faith. Faith is believing the Bible. In spite of the current circumstances. Sometimes we don't pray because of the weakness of the flesh. And simply because of there was a computer program called Giga, garbage in, garbage out.
Le bakaleleng ke gore ne o na le ntle ntse ba seng gore ne ha kenya se tebe ka o tlo tla se sebe ha setswa.
We feeling so weak because of we feeding ourselves on junk.
Ba le gona ntwe ra fokola mmeleng ka bane re ja ntho tse le gore a di a loka.
For us as Christians to stand strong in the grace.
Rona re le ba Kreste gore ne re tle re eme re ntho re ntho matlafaetse tumelong ya rona.
We need to discipline ourselves.
Rona re tlama gore ne tumelo wa rona re tshe re discipline.
We need to decide what is worth watching and doing.
Re tama go ne re ka ke kgeto go na keng se le go ne re tama re shebelle ka po re sietse.
So that junk we see so that we may not allow junk to cripple us in our walk with the Lord.
O re o ska wa ba le tshotse mpetse le go nentse. A di tla re sitisa gore ne re tsama hantle letong la rona le tso Modimo.
Sometimes it's because of sin in our lives.
Nako nngwe ke ka lebaka la sebe se teng maphelong a rona.
Because when you have sin, you don't enjoy your communion with God.
Ka bane ha na le sebe ha o na tefelwe ke tswa kamano ya hao le Modimo.
You need to repent from all the known sins in your life.
O tlamare o sokolowe dibeng tsohle tseo di tsebang bophelong ba hao.
And pray that the Lord may restore the joy of your salvation.
Ebile o gape le gore Modimo e be na anto a kgutlisang thabo ya hao ya phoso.
And you will enjoy the communion with God.
Jalo o tla ithabisa kamanong ya hao le Modimo.
And sometimes it's because of just laziness.
Nakong engwe ke hobane rona ntwe re botswa fela.
We don't set our priorities right.
Ha re be ntho tse botlhokwa ka ntho ka tshwanelo.
We waste too much time doing nothing.
Re nka nna kwetelele re sa etse letho.
And we accomplish nothing.
Ebe bale a re etse letho tse ntho tse nang le moputso.
But we need to be disciplined and put down, make a plan.
If I tell my friend to remember to ban a little tail or ban a little layer to peel you.
And lastly, as I conclude, when we pray to the sovereign God. He is the one who is in control. And nothing takes him by surprise. With that in mind, we shouldn't be discouraged to pray. Because if this God who's in control is commanding us to pray, and he uses pray as a means, the means to even change us, we should even be encouraged to pray. There's no point of praying to God if He's not in control. If He cannot do anything about any something else, then why bother? But we should be grateful that He's in charge. And in our prayer, be mindful that we are not changing God. God will not be changed by our prayer. But He's changing us through our prayer. When we pray, He aligns our will to His will. Prayer is for our benefit. God basically doesn't need us. He's sufficient in Himself. But we need Him. And we need to show by our prayer that we are dependable upon
Him.
The verse says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, would He find faith on earth? My prayer is that you may come to understand that we are commanded to pray always. And that God rewards persistent prayer. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we pray that may You forgive us for our lack of faith. May You forgive us for letting things take priority over spending time with You. May You forgive us for being negligent in our prayer life. May You forgive us for becoming faint-hearted. We pray that may You continue to work in our hearts, in our life through God the Holy Spirit, to control us and to help us be those who are disciplined, those who are dependable upon You. We pray, Almighty God, may You give us the strength, the wisdom, the ability, the desires to be praying Christians and praying families and a praying church. We acknowledge that this is a spiritual matter. We are unable to accomplish this on our own strength. How we pray for Your grace, Lord. May You give us grace that we may honor You in our prayer lives. Asking all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
So, brother, let's stand up and sing hymn number 26. Halimputsa tsepo yaka ke tla re ke Jesu.